This is Jay Sekulow. More problems in the Middle East. ISIS trying to buy nuclear material from the Russians. And on top of that, Russian aircraft following U.S. drones in Syria.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Nightmare scenario stop for now. ISIS said to be trying to buy nuclear materials to make a dirty bomb, and arms dealers are more than willing to sell it to them.
I wanted to go on to Israel. There are a flurry of reports there that your policy regarding settlements has changed or been altered in such a way so that in that you have delivered some kind of an ultimatum to the Israeli government that if they make any major announcements that you will not veto a Security Council resolution that would call them illegal. Is that correct?
I'm aware of those press reports, Matt. That report, I can say, is false.
This is the greatest threat that the security services have worried about. Nuclear materials falling into the hands of terrorists. Now we know that there is both demand and also supply, lots of it. This undercover sting operation between the Moldovan police and the FBI has uncovered a uranium ring, which has been operating for 5 years. It involves a number of ex-KGB members who specifically sought out buyers within ISIS.
So the position of the administration remains that settlements are illegitimate. You think they're unhelpful and not constructive to whatever is left of the peace process. You will still, or there has not been any kind of a decision made not to veto a resolution that would, a UN resolution on this.
No, and I mean, there's not even, a resolution out there right now. So, I mean, I don't want to speak about something in the abstract.
This regime in Tehran is hopeless. It's not going to change. And there's no evidence. Every piece of evidence is the contrary. So I hope we can find a way. We used to do this not so long ago, supporting opposition groups in Iran.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, so here's no shock. The United Nations Secretary General has issued a statement about the situation in Israel and in the Palestinian territories. Here's what he says. Secretary General is profoundly alarmed by the growing number of deadly incidents in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. The last few days of clashes, which resulted in the deaths of 4 Palestinians, including a 13-year-old boy, and hundreds injured, are yet another worrisome sign of violence potentially spiraling out of control. The Secretary General condemns the killings and looks to the government of Israel to conduct a prompt and transparent investigation into the incidents, including whether the use of force was proportional. He does not believe that the demolition of Palestinian houses or the construction of new Israeli settlements on occupied Palestinian land will do anything other than inflame tensions still further. Now, let me say it again. The Secretary General of the United States is profoundly alarmed by what's happening in the Middle East, in Jerusalem, and particularly in Israel. The last few days of clashes, which resulted in the death of 4 Palestinians, including a 13-year-old boy, and hundreds injured, are yet another worrisome sign of violence potentially spiraling out of control. Do you notice what's missing in that comment? Anything about the death by the Palestinian terrorists of the 4 Israelis, including one who was also a citizen of the United States. Not a word in the UN release about the Israelis killed. We are going to take action on this. And again, we want to hear from you folks. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Jordan, the UN is controlled predominantly by the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation. So Ban Ki-moon in his statement says nothing about the Israelis that were brutally murdered in broad daylight, 2 of them in front of their kids, by the Palestinian terrorists. Not a word.
Yeah, and this tells you exactly what Israel has to deal with at the United Nations when there's this atrocious kind of action, violent action taken against civilians. The Secretary General of the United Nations says nothing. Instead, it's about, not letting this boil out of command and basically get out of control. And this is a situation started by the Palestinians with the remarks by the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas at the United Nations itself. It should be condemning him. That's what this should be about, condemning the Palestinian leadership, because they gave the signal that this kind of behavior was okay.
All right, folks. So when we come back from the break, we're going to play some State Department statements that you're just not going to believe. 110,000 people on the petition. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're sending a letter to the UN, and we're going to have over 110,000 people on it, including you. If you want to be part of that, go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
It's right now streaming live on Facebook at Facebook.com/JaySekulow and on Periscope at JaySekulow.
The terrorist-led Palestinian Authority is threatening Israel and breaking decades-old peace agreements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared that it's breaking the 1995 Oslo peace accords with Israel. That's a direct violation of international law and puts Israel in grave danger. Here's the problem. The U.S. sends about $400 million of our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority each year. At the ACLJ, we're taking direct action to defend our ally Israel. We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back. If you're just joining us, so the United Nations issues a statement saying through Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General, that he's really concerned about the Palestinians that were killed, does not even mention the Israelis that were killed by Palestinian terrorists, doesn't even mention it, which sends a huge signal. And what is the response of the government? I'm going to play a bite in a moment here where they talk about the settlements. I mean, this is the spokesperson for the State Department, and instead of condemning the violence against the Israelis, including the one American that was killed, what do they do? Listen to number two.
So the position of the administration remains that settlements are illegitimate. You think they're unhelpful and not constructive to whatever is left of the peace process. But also, you will still, or there has not been any kind of a decision made not to veto a resolution that would a UN resolution on this.
No, and I mean, there's not even a resolution out there right now. So I mean, I don't want to speak about something in the abstract.
So they will not even, because Jordan, explain this to everybody. I want to get Than to comment. And by the way, I want your comments by Facebook, by Twitter, by the phones, and talk to us on air. Your view of the UN statement. What do you think about the United Nations and their statement here? 1-800-684-3110. But Jordan, that statement where they're not going to guarantee they're going to veto the resolution, this is where Israel wonders if the United States is still an ally.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look here and you have to then guess, what will the United States do the right thing? Will they be dragging their feet? Will they remain silent and let other countries move forward their votes, so not issue a veto to stop this? That is a huge question that remains because of this administration, the actions that they've taken, the silence that has come out of the administration as well.
So, Than, let's talk about what has happened here and what we're doing. By the way, again, we want your comments on the situation with the United Nations. Your thoughts on the UN, why they're doing this, why, again, the Israelis, not meant that four Israelis, a mother and father were killed in front of their children in their car. And Ban Ki-moon says nothing. The Secretary General of the UN says nothing. 800-684-3110. Than Bennett is our permanent representative to the United Nations because our European Center for Law and Justice is an NGO with the UN, so we can engage these issues, and we will be engaging this one, especially with the statement coming out of the Secretary General. Your reaction, Than?
Well, there are just so many layers to this, Jay. I mean, there are so many things that the United Nations really should be doing, several things that they should specifically not do but are doing, and then also things that the United States really should keep them from doing. I think we can walk through each of those, but let's go back to what Jordan just said about that State Department response, that there's not even a resolution out there.
Right.
People need to understand this. There have been multiple resolutions over the last few years. The last one was just in December, and the only reason it even got to the floor for a vote was because the United States declined to stand up and publicly promise a veto. So we are operating in a space right now at the United Nations that is enabled by this administration, the United States administration.
So you realize what you're dealing with. So the UN has created this vacuum. We created a vacuum in the Middle East. We're creating a vacuum at the UN. We'll take your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Logan, I know a lot of comments coming in on the UN issue. And folks, we want to talk to you about that. I want to know your opinion on the UN and what the UN's doing here. 1-800-684-3110.
All right, yep, we're going to the comments coming in on Facebook and Periscope. We'll get to calls as well. Got a comment to come in, and people are just horrified, including Kathy.
Yep.
Said, it's horrifying to see what we are doing, not getting behind Israel. One person asks, is our official stance now to stand against Israel and Israel's stances?
Let me say something about that. By not, as Stan said, by not saying we're going to veto any anti-Israel resolutions that come up, Jordan, effectively, we have said that we're not going to stand with them. By silence.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, and that made it clear that this is a non-issue. If it was clear that we were going to issue vetoes, then these votes may go on, but it would be no big deal. It would not be a distraction. It wouldn't be something we were talking about right now, because it would be clear that they were going nowhere. And that's one of the great key parts of being a Security Council permanent member, is that you have that veto to stop anything and everything from moving forward. And so that could have been handled so quickly that when the White House is critical and says, oh, we get criticized being anti-Israel, we're not. This is one of the reasons we have to even discuss these issues and put pressure on, and it's all because of their silence.
Yeah, so this is the reality of what we've got. Let's go ahead and take some more comments. We'll take a phone call, too.
Yep, let's go take one comment, then we'll go to the phone. So one person just asked a question, a simple question. Does the UN recognize Israel as a nation?
Yes, they were the reason that the UN actually recognized Israel on the birth of Israel. So they did something good there. But since then, equating Zionism with racism resolution. Let's get the date of that. I think it was in the 70s. The Zionism is racism. That was a UN resolution. And then the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation, which is the largest, then that's the largest independent group inside the UN, correct?
It is, 67 members. So basically,
yeah.
Jay, there's no margin for Israel on any of these measures. If you lose any support, you're going to lose on it.
Yeah, so that it's a great question. But they did recognize Israel's right to exist. Since then, they've been issuing very negative statements on the situation. Let's go ahead and take a call.
All right, Robert's calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekio Live.
Hi, Robert.
Hello, how's everybody doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Well, I just two comments real quick, Jay.
Yep.
God's remnant, which God has always had a remnant, are the only ones around this world that care about the nation of Israel. And my second comment is about Hillary Clinton. She's having the time of her life, and I do believe she will be elected the next president because this nation is so deceived.
Well, you know, I'm not going to get into that, Robert. It was a long time before the election. I was on Sean Hannity's broadcast yesterday talking about the legal issues on the email scandal. So we'll leave it at that. Let me play for you Nir Barkat. He is someone we are friends with. He's the mayor of Jerusalem. Here's what he said is going on to get you a sense of what's going on the ground right now. Here's what he said.
We're going through a period where incitements and using lies as if though Israel's trying to change the status quo in the Temple Mount, which is not the truth, which is nothing to do with the truth, using these incitements to have independent people take knives, butcher knives, kitchen knives, and stab people and hurt people. And this is all coming from the incitement side, from the Palestinian Authority.
And I will add to it now, the United Nations. I think the United Nations is part and parcel of all of this. We're taking your calls and comments at 800-684-3110. A lot of comments are coming in. A lot of calls coming in as well. 1-800-684-3110.
Yep, a lot of comments are people that are upset with the UN. Eileen just said, the U.S. is silence in the UN is not acceptable to we, the people. We also had another comment come in. A lot of people are talking about Netanyahu's speech in front of the UN and clearly them not listening.
Well, Wendy Sherman, the UN ambassador to the United States ambassador to the UN, left. By the way, we also have reports that there was another stabbing in the Old City today. We have the details on that? Okay, let's get the details. We'll have that done when we come back from the break. So that was another stabbing in the Old City today. Again, this is, do you hear any condemnation coming out of the UN? No, you don't. Not as it relates to the Israelis. So that's the reality of what we've got.
People are wondering, why are we not cutting off funding to the UN? They said, no wonder Bibi stared them down, because he knows the situation.
So you're not cutting off funding because there's not the political will to cut off funding. And Jordan, it's true that the Islamic countries would fund it just for show if they had to, because it gives them this air of credibility.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, so it gives them this idea that you can somehow act this way without fear of repercussions. And the biggest repercussion would be being able to fund your government, which you do via funding from the United States. You know, they use this extreme rhetoric. The Palestinians more careful than others because of that funding to take the rhetoric out directly on Israel and not so much the United States. But if Israel is truly our ally, we can't allow that kind of language. It's hate speech, basically, and inciting to violence. And we have proof of that now. It incites people to violence, to target Israeli civilians. This is why we have these funding mechanisms where we can pull it as quickly as we like. And it's a way to punish.
All right. So, Than, let me ask you this question. So we're going to send a letter off. We've got 100,000 people, over 100,000 people, 110,000 people objecting to our taxpayer dollars going to the Palestinian Authority since they've called off the Oslo Accords and are doing the acts of terror. We have the situation with the UN. Let's explain, everybody, in about 45 seconds here, what we're going to do with the UN with this letter we're getting drafted right now.
Well, first of all, we're going to demand that the various human rights arms of the United Nations, including the Human Rights Council, the relevant special rapporteurs, and all the other, make it abundantly clear that the Palestinian terrorists are responsible for numerous atrocities in the human rights space, and that these kind of reports quit being biased and slanted. Jay, we're also going to specifically point out that they have to stop letting these Islamic bloc countries bully it into these kind of slanted investigations and reports. And then finally, Jay, we're also going to talk domestically. The United States, if we're going to participate, if we're going to send dollars, we cannot continue to allow this thing to occur.
All right, folks, we've got a petition up right now, and we want you to sign it. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. The idea is to sign this petition so our taxpayer dollars don't go to the Palestinian Authority, who then turn around and give it to Hamas terrorists as a reward. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
We're still taking calls right now online at 1-800-684-3110, or join us on Facebook and Periscope. We're broadcasting live. Talk to us during the breaks, as well as engage in the entire hour of Jay Sekulow Live. We'll be right back with more on Jay Sekulow Live.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The terrorist-led Palestinian Authority is threatening Israel and breaking decades-old peace agreements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared that it's breaking the 1995 Oslo peace accords with Israel. That's a direct violation of international law and puts Israel in grave danger. Here's the problem. The U.S. sends about $400 million of our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority each year. At the ACLJ, we're taking direct action to defend our ally, Israel. We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. So the United Nations issues their condemnation of what happened in Jerusalem and failed to mention, of course, that it was four Israelis that were killed, but they do mention that Israel should conduct an investigation over the Palestinian terrorist that was killed and one 13-year-old who was killed, which was in crossfire, was an intentional, terrible situation, but not a mention of the Israelis, one of which is an American. Not one mention. We've got a lot of comments and calls coming in by Facebook and Periscope, and also if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, we got comments coming in. A lot of people who are just sharing their support, like Melissa, who said we support the ACLJs with prayer.
Thanks.
And financial support. We stand with Israel. A lot of people are asking why essentially the UN allows this kind of thing to happen. We know why the UN is protecting Islam and attacking Christians.
So that's, I mean, I think that is a great question. I don't know who asked the question, but it's a great.
Roseanne.
Roseanne, it was a great question. Why does the United Nations as a body, Jordan, have, and I want to get Than's comment on it too, such an anti-Israel animus, bias?
Well, when you look at the makeup of the United Nations, you're including all 193
right.
countries recognized as UN member states in the world. When you look at those, there's blocks of countries, for instance, the Organization of the Islamic Cooperation. They have a block of over 50 members, so a quarter already have this pretty anti-Israel bias. And when you include the countries that benefit cheap oil, other goods, labor, things like that. I mean, you're talking about a far reach for the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, as far reach into the Caribbean, South America. And so even countries that on paper would look like they would not be at least anti-Israel end up voting in a way that's anti-Israel because they are reliant on cheap oil or natural resources from the Islamic world. And those are all included in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation.
Than, your sense?
I think people just have to understand just how visceral this hostility is, too. I mean, if you go and you actually sit in the chamber of the General Assembly or you sit in one of the committee deliberations, as we do, you are going to repeatedly hear things like the Zionist regime or the occupied territory. A lot of these nations, Jay, won't even use the state of Israel's name.
Right.
So even the vernacular, forget the votes, even the vernacular is skewed against them. And the UN has this sort of reputation for neutrality. When it comes to issues of Israel, they are the furthest thing from neutral in the world.
Yeah, by the way, the United Nations resolution, the General Assembly resolution 3379, adopted on November 10th, 1975, by a vote of 72 to 35, 32 abstentions, determining that Zionism is a form of racism and racial discrimination. And Zionism is simply the establishment, the support for the establishment and the maintenance of a Jewish homeland in the state of Israel. That is a form that the UN has never gotten back on that, a form of racism and racial discrimination. Let's go ahead and take a phone call.
We'll take a phone call. I did have one quick comment that I wanted to address. Laurie Peterson from Facebook said, Jay, do your letters have any credibility and do they even read them?
Yes. You're talking about like when we deliver 250,000 letters.
Yeah.
So, Than, tell everybody how that works. I think it's a great question. So we deliver 263 letters on behalf of Syed Abedini, and Nagme and our team that went to New York, 263,000 letters. The team that went to New York met with, I think it was in one meeting alone, over 110 different members of parliament from 67 countries. So, Than, explain to everybody how that works.
Well, that's the beauty of our consultative status. It allows us to engage on so many levels. I mean, the level that a lot of people are going to see are this letter to the Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, and that is very important because his voice has power within the United Nations. But then behind the scenes, Jay, these meetings that we can get individually, one-on-one with countries, and then build sort of our own block of countries to compete against the Organization of Islamic Cooperation on issues like Syed Abedini, on issues like Israel and the Palestinian Authority, it allows us to directly engage the force of the OIC behind the scenes with numbers, one country at a time, and build those numbers that way.
Yeah, and Jordan, I think it's important for people to understand, like it relates to Syed Abedini and the UN, this is helping keeping him alive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this kind of pressure, this kind of focus, this kind of constant attention. I mean, there are times, obviously, where there's more media attention. And, for instance, surrounding his third anniversary during the UN General Assembly, there was more focused media attention in the mainstream world. But it's our job that in those different periods, I'd say those lag periods where attention may be elsewhere on, you know, breaking news stories, that we continue to work for Saeed's release. We continue the pressure. And those who support us, they've done a great job of engaging when we need them to engage and re-engaging. Yep. That's why there were over 900, which was 400 more than the previous year, prayer vigils happening around the world just a week ago for Saeed. Yep. That's because people still care. They're not forgetting, and they're not being discouraged. They know that this is a long-term battle, that this doesn't happen overnight, and unfortunately it's gone on way too long, but we continue the pressure until Saeed's home.
Yeah, and it's interesting also, folks, to understand that the numbers make a big difference here. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. Let's take a phone call, Logan.
All right, let's go to the phone. Cheryl's calling from New York, but also is a regular viewer on Periscope. Cheryl, welcome to JSecio Live. Thanks for calling
and
in
I'm
today.
And I'm signing you a copy of our book, Rise of Isis. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Jay, praying for you back.
Thank you. Yeah, it's doing better.
You know, Netanyahu was in Congress just not that long ago, and he spoke before Congress. Supposedly, Congress is pro-Israel.
Yeah.
And so why are they not pushing to defund the UN? We're funding Planned Parenthood.
Well, yeah, you bring up a – no, it's a great question. Why? Because the fact of the matter is that we are trying to stay engaged in the UN, and I think you have to do this, even as bad as it is and difficult it is to deal with. You have to stay engaged because it gives you another avenue to at least keep things at bay. But I think Netanyahu made it. You talk about a statement. Let's play that one, Will, that you talked about where he talks about with the UN celebrating. Let's play. Listen to these two bites. Take a listen.
The UN is celebrating now, not celebrating, but mocking its 70th anniversary. That's 70 years after the defeat of Nazism. And in many ways, the UN was established after the horrors of World War II and especially the Holocaust. Now, 70 years after the murder of 6 million Jews, Iran's dictator, the Ayatollah Khamenei, promises to murder another 6 million Jews, the citizens of Israel, with one or two exceptions. This was met with deafening silence. And I think that's outrageous. Have we learned nothing? What, we're condemned to repeat these grave errors of history? I thought I'd bring that point home by that deafening silence.
And I think he sure did. Go ahead, Logan. You said you got comments.
Yeah, I've got a comment from Mac on Facebook. Said the UN is nothing more, has become nothing more than a venue and outlet for rogue nations and others like Iran, Hamas, and the Palestinian Authority.
Have we done the count? I know we were looking at it on how many of the governments of in the United Nations are operated by either Islamist governments or dictators. I don't know if we ever pulled the final number on that. We'll do that. I mean, we'll get that for you this week. I mean, the number is staggering. When you see it, you're going to be it's shocking. All right, we're going to take more phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We want you also to engage, folks, because remember this, first 30 minutes of the broadcast is over. Here's what you need to do.
It's the second 30 minutes. We do a full hour broadcast on many stations around the country, but if your station does not carry it or if you want to be a part of the show as well, there's a few ways you can do it. Go to ACLJ.org if you just want audio-only feed. You're driving around. That's what you want. Great way to do it. ACLJ.org. Click listen live. We're broadcasting live right now. However, if you want to really be a part of the show and interact with us, you can do it via Facebook or through Periscope. Facebook.com/JSecuLo. You'll see the latest post is actually us broadcasting live in the studio and on Periscope live video, and you get to discuss as well, have conversations with people, have debates with people. It's a great way to do that and get your comments on the air as well that way. And, of course, by calling us, 1-800-684-3110. Engage on all fronts, Facebook, Periscope, and call in.
And SiriusXM, of course, you got us for the full hour. Hey, folks, sign that petition, ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. I got an email going out also. I want to encourage you to respond to when you get it. It's about Israel. You'll be getting it today. We want you to see that as well. Back with more, including your calls at 800-684-3110 in just a moment.
We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
And by the way, that song is Where I Stand by our Jay Sekulow band. We had our friend Ricky Skaggs sit in on that set and helped put that song together. So we're glad we were able to bring that to you. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110 and your comments. If you're just joining us, what's happened is this. The Secretary General of the United Nations issued a statement. Let me read the beginning of it. The Secretary General is profoundly alarmed by the growing number of deadly incidents in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, the last few days of clashes, which result in the death of four Palestinians. He never mentions in here the death of the four Israelis by the hands of those Palestinian terrorists. Never one word. Not one word mentioning that the Palestinians, terrorists, killed the Israelis in broad daylight, two of them, a mother and father, in front of their kids. Not a mention. Zero. Take your calls and comments. Let's go right to them.
Let's go to a phone call. Deborah's been waiting for a little while. Deborah in Kingsport, Tennessee. Welcome to Jay Sekulow. You're live. You're on the air.
Hey, Deborah, you've been holding on for 20 minutes. I'm going to send you a book, Rise of ISIS. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. But I want to thank you all for what you do first. I mean, this is amazing. And I just tell you, I am so livid at us, the United States of America, not standing not only any time for Israel here in the last, how many years has our comments for Israel and our support for Israel been mentioned even on the news? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the news will sometimes cover it, but this administration goes out of their way to, you know, it's the problems of the settlements. This situation in the Palestinian Authority right now did not happen because of settlements.
Well, it's so far from the first time, too. I mean, it's the latest in a long line of very significant steps that the United States has taken away from Israel at the UN. I mean, think about this. The president of the United States was the one that got the discussion started about 1967 borders. Then they slow-walked a resolution that would have divided Jerusalem. Then they continued to fund Hamas when they joined the unity government. Then last week, and people need to understand how significant of a diplomatic snub this was. Our ambassador to the United Nations walked out on the Prime Minister of Israel's speech. That is a known act at the United Nations. It is a known way to protest the speaker, and that was an action that was taken by the United States.
Yeah, Jordan, how big of a deal was that? I mean, I look at that and say their excuse was there was a conference call that she needed to be on with Secretary of State Kerry. Now, you would have thought they would have coordinated that, maybe that it wasn't during the speech from the Prime Minister of the State of Israel on the situation with Iran, which is precisely and exactly why they did it. But you talk about a diplomatic snub. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the idea that this would be the time, you would think that this is when you reschedule a conference call because you know that the signal this could send, how it could be interpreted, or if you want to believe them, misinterpreted by the world, when you pull your top ambassador right before the prime minister of an ally speaks, because you know that some of what he says you might not like, and that relates directly to the nuclear deal, that's sending a signal. That's what the UN General Assembly is all about. That's why they do these speeches in front of the other countries' representatives, and it just tells Israel, look, your ally, your top diplomat's not willing to be there.
And it sends a message to the other countries, too. That, I mean, this is like Than mentioned, skipping the speech is a very known thing to do in the UN, to send a message very calculated.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments coming in. Some people watching internationally just want to chime in, say to Amanda Mason, who's watches daily in Scotland.
Great.
Because we're the only people talking about this important issue over there. So I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening in Scotland.
Thanks for watching and listening, Amanda, being part of the show. Then Ray Vaca said, wasn't it Reagan that negotiated hostages? And what was the real difference between Reagan negotiating 50 hostages compared to four now? A real, authentic leader.
The truth is, Reagan didn't have to negotiate the release of those four hostages. When he got sworn into office, the Iranians knew if they didn't release those hostages, they were going to be facing the full might of the United States Army, and they backed off. This president, on this, we'll talk about it after the break. We'll get an update on the Saeed situation because it is a troubling situation. All right, we're taking more phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. I've got a simple question for you. We talk with the UN. What do you want us to tell them when it comes to Israel, when it comes to Saeed? We want your comments on this. 1-800-684-3110. 110,000 of you have contacted us on this petition that our taxpayer dollars not go to fund the Palestinian Authority, which is giving the money to Hamas. You can sign that petition at ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. It's also a great way to support the work of the ACLJ. But if you want to talk to us on air, and I want your comments, 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
The terrorist-led Palestinian Authority is threatening Israel and breaking decades-old peace agreements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared that it's breaking the 1995 Oslo peace accords with Israel. That's a direct violation of international law and puts Israel in grave danger. Here's the problem. The U.S. sends about $400 million of our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority each year. At the ACLJ, we're taking direct action to defend our ally Israel. We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow. We're taking your calls right now about this topic. 1-800-684-3110. We got a lot of calls coming in. Let's go ahead and go to one. Rodney is calling from Reno Valley, California. Rodney, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, Jay, I've been a pastor for about 30 years and never seen so much anti-Semitism in a long time. And, you know, the spiritual aspect of this, in my opinion, is Iran is never going to stop. People just don't get this through their head, because they think if they start a war, they're going to bring back their Messiah, their Mahdi, and that's their end goal. And they're not going to back off. The United Nations, they are a joke, because we don't have leadership. I don't understand why they don't address Russia. I don't understand why they're not putting down sanctions and stopping this. And they're killing our rebels over there, our rebels in Syria, and we're doing nothing. And Israel knows now, because of that, that we've left the building. We've left them. We've surrendered. We're not going to back them. And what message does that send?
Yeah, we've talked about that throughout this broadcast. But, Jordan, what message does that send? And what can, let's say, a next president do to rectify that kind of message? Or have we done too much damage already?
Well, a lot of damage has been done, and we're seeing now this violence start to erupt. We would hope and pray that this doesn't become another kind of intifada moment, an uprising. This would be the third one where, we see these daily reports of attacks, of violence. Israel's done a lot to secure themselves more to prevent those kind of bombing attacks, but it's very difficult to prevent people who pick up a gun or a knife and are willing to be killed. That's one of the most difficult kinds of terrorism to stop. So is it irreversible? No. And so what we do know is that the next president of the United States could quickly reestablish a great relationship with Israel. The support is there in the United States amongst our people and in Congress. And that's pretty bipartisan, Republican and Democrat. It's just this has been a president and administration which is really put in question the support. And it's encouraged the enemies of Israel to see how far they can go before there's real U.S. condemnation or a threat to their funding and resources.
Sure, and we're going to take another call here. Someone's calling in about Saeed, and we do have those. We got a lot of comments coming in. Had a kind of a tongue-in-cheek one coming from Trina just a moment ago that said the UN equals useless Neanderthals. Interesting comment coming in from Trina. Thanks for all the positive words that come in on Facebook and on Periscope. But we do have a comment coming in about Saeed. Michael's calling from Downey, California, which is a simple question that, Jordan, I'm sure you'll be able to answer.
Yes, I would like to know what condition Saeed is in now, and why can't he get out by Christmas to be with his family?
So it's a very difficult situation. One, we would hope that he's out long before Christmas. I mean, I know we're already into October now, but the truth is, Michael, we work every day to try and get this release done immediately, and so we would hope that this is done before, you know, that's almost the end of the year. And so I understand the significance of that and get what you're saying. On his health, when the UN General Assembly was meeting, and this is just after the third anniversary, right before the third anniversary of his imprisonment, as the Iranian president was on his way to the United States, Saeed was brought into a special interrogation. He was taken out of his cell. We put this report up at ACLJ.org. I talked about it on Fox News. He was taken out of his cell, tasered multiple times by security forces, by, you know, the kind of special police. And so they, intelligence police. And so he was actually physically abused, tasered a number of times. So his health is always in question, and it's been very difficult on his both physical and mental health throughout this process.
So there you have it, the update on the situation with Saeed Abedini. All right, we're taking more of your calls, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110, and your comments also, a lot of those coming in.
Not only positive comments coming in through Facebook, we also have some people that oppose. But
okay.
Hey, Ben Blount, if you'd like to call in, I'd like you to call in 1-800-684-3110, but I'll read your comment on the air. He said, the world will no longer tolerate the Israeli aggressions, and they're all about to turn against the U.S. and Saudis as well. This is why the U.S. is tired of radical conservatism. We can't afford to carry you anymore.
So let me ask, what's his name?
Ben.
Ben.
Ben with two N's.
What exactly acts of aggression are you talking about? That's what I would like to know if you were to call in. But you could type it into Logan. He'll feed you comment. Because the reality is, Israel has the right to self-defense. They have the right to build within their own borders. It's a bit like someone saying, you know, we don't want you, the UN telling us in New York City, you know what, we really don't want you building near New York City. I mean, that's not the way it works. So Israel is probably has had more scrutiny on its military actions than any other country than in the United States. Nobody. In the world, rather. No one has had the scrutiny that Israel has. And the end result is, and I did the case when there was actions brought at the International Criminal Court. I was there. Jordan and I did the case with our team. And, of course, it was dismissed even on jurisdictional grounds. But the Israelis have a very thorough military, but a very well-trained military. But no one gets the scrutiny Israel gets.
Almost a singular focus from the United Nations on Israel. You want to talk about aggression, you want to talk about atrocities, you would think that maybe most of the censures at the United Nations would go somewhere like, you know, ISIS or Boko Haram or places that are persecuting and systematically eradicating entire populations. No, there are more censures against Israel from the United Nations than all the other nations or entities of the world combined.
Yeah, and that's and more resolutions of the UN on Israel than any other group. I mean, by tremendous amounts. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We're going to David, who's calling from Boston, Mass., also a Facebook viewer.
Hey, David.
Thanks for watching.
Thank you for calling me. I was looking and reading on the Oslo Accord that was made in the 1990s.
Yes, sir.
And it says in there, you know, if the Palestinian Authority keeps agreement with the Oslo Accord, they can still retain the international interim, you know, national security state status in the Middle East and UN. And now since they've broken it, you know, that means, you know, they're not seen as an interim national secure state, you know, in the UN.
Under the law, David, you're absolutely correct. But you know what happened? They raised the flag of the Palestinian Authority at the United Nations as Mahmoud Abbas is announcing he's breaking the agreement. Here's Mahmoud Abbas. This is what he said.
We therefore declare that we cannot continue to be bound by these signed agreements with Israel, and Israel must assume fully all its responsibilities as an occupying power, because the status quo cannot continue.
So there you have it. So this is what he says. Then they hoist the flag up as if nothing happened. This is the reality of the situation. David, I'm sending you our book, Undemocratic, as well. By the way, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110.
I'll take one more call this segment. Let's go to Michael, who's calling from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Listen, if Israel uses its brain power to produce hydrogen fuel, underselling all the oil in the world, They will have enemies among the Arab oil states, but the rest of the world will come to the side of Israel. That's why Putin is there now. He wants to take out Saudi Arabia. He wants the oil prices to go back up.
Yep. It
made him popular
in Russia.
That's why Iran is there.
You're absolutely
right. They can't even take oil out of the ground at the price that the Saudis are now selling it.
Yeah, so the Saudis, wisely, I think, have increased the production of oil, which dropped the prices to $48 a barrel. So let's find out if it's still at $48 a barrel. It may have gone up a little bit in the last few days, but is way down. And that, Jordan, is having a huge impact on their economy. And that was a great call because that's exactly correct. Michael, you're absolutely correct. That dollar is impacting Russia significantly, and they're there for military purposes and also to build up their own economy. Jordan, quickly.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. This is why the United States has got to understand the full implications of what's going on, the oil prices. Why would Russia take this risk of getting involved and maybe direct conflict with the United States? It's because ultimately it comes down to the bottom line, what's necessary. And it also makes Russia look stronger again. It puts Russia back on the world stage as a real full superpower. Not that they're just invading next door neighbors like the Crimea and Ukraine, but that they're willing to go into a place like Syria.
Yep, you're right, and that was a great call, great information, and a lot of this is, of course, a lot of it's oil related. All right, folks, we're going into the last segment of the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. We want to talk to you. Your comments about the Middle East, your comments about the United Nations, your thoughts about the way the Obama administration's handling Israel. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. And also, if you want to sign that petition, 110,000 people have said, you know what, we don't want our taxpayer dollars going to the Palestinian Authority that then gives the money to Hamas terrorists. That's pretty simple. ACLJ.org for that, or 1-877-989-2255. Also, Logan, people need to know about our app they can download, and also about liking us on Facebook and following our emails is also important.
That's right. Still one more segment left of the show, and you can be a part of that in many different ways. Yeah, if you want to sign the email list, if you want to do anything ACLJ-related, you go to ACLJ.org. Or if you have an iPhone or iOS device, you can download the ACLJ app. A major redesign is coming really soon, so you want to make sure you're the first person to have that. So download that, and you'll get pushed an update when it is time in the next few months. You're going to make sure you do that. It's probably the easiest way to sign all the petitions. But we're taking your calls right now for the final segment. If you want your voice heard in the next part of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Or join us on Facebook or Periscope. We'll be right back.
The terrorist-led Palestinian Authority is threatening Israel and breaking decades-old peace agreements. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared that it's breaking the 1995 Oslo peace accords with Israel. That's a direct violation of international law and puts Israel in grave danger. Here's the problem. The U.S. sends about $400 million of our tax dollars to the Palestinian Authority each year. At the ACLJ, we're taking direct action to defend our ally, Israel. We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom, under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. Give me your money. You only give me your money.
nations. Podcast, everyone. We got a couple lines open, so we'll talk to you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Last segment of the broadcast here, so we want to get your comments. Well, let me tell you this. I'm reading this Palestine. Will found this early yesterday, right when it was released, and then a lot of the news media picked up on it. But the Palestinian Authority, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, says he's alarmed by the deadly incidents in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. And then he says he's really upset about the death of the four Palestinians. Doesn't mention that some of those Palestinians, by the way, were the terrorists that killed the four Israelis, when he doesn't mention the four Israelis, including a mother and father killed in front of their children. That's not mentioned by Ban Ki-moon. That tells you what we're dealing with at the United Nations. But the ACLJ engages there. It's one of the way we fight is to fight at the UN. Let's go ahead and take a phone call and comments as well from Facebook and Periscope. And if you want to talk to us, again, 800-684-3110.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Judith is calling from Gold Canyon, Arizona. Welcome to JSecio Live. You are on the air, Judith.
Hi, Judith.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
Sure.
Two things. Number one, it seems like people all over, including the UN, don't even remember the UN Resolution 181 that created Israel.
Right, which was, I'd say they did one thing right. They helped establish the state of Israel, right.
Exactly, and at that time, 10 Muslim countries voted against that, against the UN and Israel. And those are the same 10 Muslim countries that today are causing all the problems. And we have common enemies, the United States and Israel, because are they even addressing ISIS in the UN? Are they addressing the Christians?
You know, there was barely a mention. Was there, Jordan Thayer, was there even a mention of ISIS in the UN, much of the speeches we heard publicly?
It was definitely not the focus. I mean, there were certainly, I'm sure, remarks, and they're not all widely covered by various
right.
world leaders about the fight against ISIS, especially with Russia's involvement. So that dominated. We
yeah.
have to include that because Russia really kind of reset the tone on the debate about ISIS and said, you know what, and this was in the interviews that Putin did as well, that we're going to go in and handle this. We're going to go in and take out ISIS because the United States is unwilling to do what it takes and do what's necessary. And, of course, in the meantime, they're also taking out every other opponent of the Assad regime, and they're really there to protect Assad, to keep him in power, and to reassert their authority.
Yeah, Judith, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but you had a great question and wanted to give you a thorough answer there. All right, more comments coming in, more questions at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110.
Yeah, Ron Mulligan said it's calling good evil and evil good.
Yep.
Seems like what they are doing. And then another person, Henry Cruz, said, so who are the violent ones who oppose peace and in what war in the name of Allah, us or them? So
yeah, those are both good comments. By the way, Will, someone who pointed this out, Putin said ISIS. Yeah. In his speech, he talked about the Islamic State, I believe. But that's about it. Of course, he's gone in there now, and he's attacking everything but the Islamic State. He will attack the Islamic State because he's trying to prop up Assad, and Assad's dangerous to him. So, and Obama may have made a statement or two about ISIS, I think, in his speech. But the focus, of course, became the Russians, because while all that was going on at the UN, you had the move in Syria at the invitation of Assad. So, and now we've got U.S. drones being followed by Russian aircraft. Does that tell you something? All right, more phone calls, when more comments at 800-684-3110.
Yeah, if you want to get your call in, this is the last chance, kind of last call here to get your call in, 1-800-684-3110.
Yep.
Dial it now. Get your comments in on the air. Let's go to one of our last calls of the day. Debbie's calling from Yuma, Arizona. Excuse me. There's two Debbies.
So we'll take Debbie from St. Louis,
we'll
Missouri.
We'll take Debbie from St. Louis, Missouri.
Then we'll get to Debbie
Facebook
in Yuma.
Viewer.
Yep. Hey, Debbie.
This is St. Louis, Debbie. Hi, Jay.
Okay. Hey,
I had written in a comment on Facebook as I was watching. My comment question was that Samantha Powers had talked to Nagme about
Correct.
Her husband.
Right.
And yet, you say she walked out on Netanyahu.
Yep.
So what does that say about what they're going to do for Saeed?
Well, look, we are not relying on the United States State Department because we have a deal with Iran and the four Americans are still in jail. So you have a horrible deal that's made worse by the fact that the Americans are still in jail. So that's number one right off the top. But then, you know, and she did, I mean, they didn't Samantha Powers tweet out fan pictures with Nagme?
Yeah, sure did. I mean, listen, I would say this to Debbie. There is such a vacuum at the United Nations created by the U.S. policy on this, and last week was a very clear picture of that. This was a clear snub to the Prime Minister of Israel. But here's the reality. We have to replace that vacuum. That has now become the job of the ACLJ and the ECLJ. If the United States is going to stand down in this space, we are going to stand up in it and advocate for Saeed.
Yeah, Debbie, I'm going to send you our book, Rise of ISIS, as our gift. Let me say this also, Jordan, you need to, because you've been working with the State Department on this. What is the status there? I mean, with the State Department's helping on Saeed?
Well, I think what's very dangerous is these comments today from the Ayatollah that are being reported that no other negotiations will be allowed between Iran and the United States, effectively cutting off. Will that actually cut off the diplomatic dialogue that the U.S. has said is ongoing to secure the release of the Americans, including Saeed? And so, again, very tough rhetoric coming out of Ayatollah Khomeini today, saying that there will no longer be any other U.S.-Iran talks allowed by the regime.
Yeah, so that tells you what the president got. Nothing. All right, let's take another phone call here or some more comments.
All right, sure. Let's take another phone call. This time, Debbie from Yuma, Arizona.
Hi, Debbie.
Debbie, thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm just responding in answer to your question regarding what message would like to get sent to the UN.
Yep.
And the message I'd like to, for them to get is that this current administration is not representative of the views of the majority of the American people regarding Israel, and that we're tired of not being heard, and administrations are subject to change, and hopefully will change soon.
Well, this is, you know, Debbie, this is the reason why we've heard from 111,346 people in just a few days here on our petition to defund the Palestinian Authority after their statement about Oslo, and of course after their Palestinian Authority attacks. I believe these, by the way, they're getting their money from us. We're borrowing it from the Chinese. We're giving it to the Palestinian Authority, and they're giving it to Hamas terrorists. I mean, that's the reality of what we've got here.
Yep, and to just kind of wrap it up, Brian Carman, who came in just a little bit ago on Facebook, said, "Keep fighting, Jay. Most Americans are still sleeping. And how can we get what you're doing here on more media avenues, and what can we do to support the ACLJ?"
Well, look, we appreciate that. We're on 950 radio stations. We're on Sirius XM. We are on Facebook and Periscope. We've got a weekly television broadcast, and I'm on, and Jordan's on. We're on Fox News a lot. But sharing information is important. The app, the petitions, getting other people to get our emails, alerts, that's very, very important here, Logan. Let people know, again, how they do that. We want them to like our Facebook pages, but also to engage with us.
That's right. It's great to go like our Facebook pages. Again, the ACLJ has a page, Jay Sekulow has a page. We can also obviously follow us on Twitter at Jay Sekulow, at ACLJ. You can find us in a lot of different places. YouTube channel is about to get beefed up a lot. We're trying to make sure we hit all forms of media, but it's great to go like and support and subscribe. But it's really important to engage. Make sure you comment, share, tell people what's going on. It's important. It's great to get the like, and we really appreciate it, but we really could use is your support, as well as the ACLJ app. Like I said, if you have an Apple device, an iOS device, go to the App Store, search for ACLJ. It's a very popular app. Tens of thousands of people have downloaded it, and we don't really promote it much, but it's there, and you can get the live radio show there. You can get all the breaking news, and it's about to go under a major redesign that I think we all are going to love, as well as we're going to break new forms of media. We mentioned all the ways we get the broadcast out there. Expect new ways as the year goes on and into next year.
Yeah, we got some really exciting things in store about ways you'll be able to watch us on radio every day, even on the in addition to the apps, but even on our websites. ACLJ.org. By the way, if you're getting our emails, you're going to get one on Israel Today. I encourage you to respond. Support the work of the ACLJ. It makes a huge difference. You've been great. We've had two great months. ACLJ.org for your support of the ACLJ, and we encourage you to do that. Again, ACLJ.org is the easiest way to do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We're working aggressively in Congress to cut off funding for these terrorists. Send a message to Congress right now. Stop funding the Palestinian Authority, a terrorist-led entity at war with Israel. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.